Yeah. So, one of the major, couple of major questions that I see are on the locals. I think Xenia and Natalia have a, so when I'm talking to you, can other
Yes.
people hear you also?
I think so. I think so.
They can hear this also.
Yes.
Okay, I'll quickly look at it. Navagraha Gayatri, Muladhara Sutkilana Mantra, no. Yeah, a lot of people are asking questions outside the syllabus, which I shall not answer. Okay, I want to talk a little bit on the locals because it's very important that you get the concept of locals. All right, so this is, I think, I hope Natalia is here. So I'm going to put you off and get on to Natalia. Where is she? Yeah.
Yes.
Natalia, can you hear me? Natalia. Her microphone is not canceled, but she's not replying. Yeah, Natalia, can you hear me? Okay, but everybody can hear. No, I wanted to discuss it with her, Dipen.
Yes, please.
Because, like, apart from answering her, she has some specific questions regarding it. So, anyway, this concept of lokas and the chakras, as it is mapped from the seventh house of the zodiac up to the first house, it is a very, very important fundamental concept in advanced Jyotish that we do. So, even if those of you who would in the future would like to go ahead and like to join Jaimini and things like this, this would be one of the main things that you will have to learn. So basically, her question is, I can't get a clear picture in my head about lokas and houses and about the 14 spiritual worlds. And reading the mantra Om Guru Om Bhuva Om Swaha Om Maha Om Dhyana Om Tapa Om Satyam. And I got vision just logically from this chapter, Bhurloka 7, Bhuva, Swaha, Maha, Gana, Tapa, Satyam. That's right. So Natalia, can you hear me? Natalia, I don't see any response from her. Natalia, there is no response, you know. Natalia, are you here? She doesn't seem to be there, Dipen.
Okay.
Never mind, let me just say, this is being recorded. So basically, we have the visible half and the invisible half. So in the Puranas, we are given this concept that there are 14 created worlds. And these 14 created worlds are called the Chaturdasha Bhuvana. All right, Chaturdasha means 14. These are known as the Chaturdasha Bhuvanas. You can read any of the Puranas, and this concept is over there. So basically, from the seventh house to the first house, that is 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, and Lagna, these seven houses are the Sapta Lokas, or the seven Lokas. That is seven Lokas which starting from the earth, and it is above the earth. All right? And then from the first house, that is Lagna to the seventh house, are the seven Talas. The talas means the patalas. The patalas are below the worlds. That is the nether world. So we have seven worlds or seven lokas, which is above us, and the seven worlds, which are, or the talas, which are below us. All right? So these are the Sapta Lokas and the Sapta Talas, and between them, they form the 14 worlds of the Chaturdasa Bhuvana. I would strongly advise any one of you who can. Do try to read the Vishnu Puran if you can, Vishnu Puran or the Bhagavat Puran, and in detail, these basic details about the 14 lokas will be given. Okay, we will talk about the lokas and not the talas over here because the lokas are more important, so we would like to focus on that. So the seven lokas that we have, what she has correctly put is that in the seventh house you have the Bhurloka. Bhurloka means this is the earthly plane. This is where we are. All right. This is your seventh house. You would have heard of the concept that from the seventh house is a dwara, and from the seventh house you are interacting with the rest of the world. So seventh house is the Bhurloka. Then the eighth house is the Bhuvaloka, which is a little bit above us. Then the ninth house is the Swargaloka. That is the Swa. The Swargaloka is the domain where the planets and the nakshatras are. So this is the first three immediate lokas, Bhur, Bhuva and Swa. So when we are talking about three lokas, when we are doing Om Bhur, Om Bhuva, Om Swaha, we are talking about the seventh, eighth and ninth houses. All right? That is the visible, that is this Mrityu Loka. This is Mrityu Loka, means this is the earth, that is the Prithvi or the Matsya Loka. So the world slightly above us, and then the world above that Swa Loka, which comprises the nakshatras and the grahas and the planets. All right. Beyond that, we come to the 10th house. And the 10th house is the house of the Mahaloka or Maharloka. All right. Beyond Mahaloka, in the 11th house, we have actually Jana Loka. She has written a mistake over there. She's written Jnana Loka. It is not Jnana Loka, it is Jana Loka. That is J-A-N-A. Okay, it is Jana Loka. So Jana Loka is the 11th house, all right, and that is where all the rishis are dwelling. And then you have the, in fact, you know, each of these lokas are also depicted by the different planets. We'll come to that soon. Then in the 12th house, we have the Tapa Loka. Tapa Loka is here where the Brahma rishis are. Okay, that is the house of tapasya. That is where the absolutely Brahma Rishis who are there, who've done Tyaga, who's done high tapasya, they are in Tapaloka. And then in Lagna, we have Satya Loka. Lagna is Satya Pitha. And that is the truth. So Lagna is always known as Satya Pitha. Now what we have is we also have the chakras mapped into this lokas, and we also have the planets mapped into this lokas. So can anybody... Deepin, can you tell me whether they have learned what are the planets which are mapped into these lokas?
I don't think so, Didi. I don't think so that we have basically gone through this particular portion as to how to map the lokas, how to map the planets and chakras in these lokas.
You haven't learned about the map,
no,
planets
no, no.
and the... So I can see there's a whole bunch of questions over here. Okay, I'll come to that later. So what I'll do is I'll tell you a little bit about it so that you all will get a deeper understanding of the concept of loka. Because what we get is even if one person has posted a question, we believe that that is a question which needs to be addressed to everybody. So basically, when I said that the seventh house is the earth, or the earthly plane, or it is the Mrityu Loka, or it is the planet, who means Bhumi, or this is the Bhu Loka, that is the Mrityu Loka. Which is the planet do you think would be associated with Mrityu? Any guesses? You can guess wildly.
It should be Saturn, I think.
No, Saturn is not the ruler of Mrityu. Actually, it is Mangal. Saturn is the ruler of longevity. Saturn is Ayushkaraka. Saturn does not rule death. Saturn gives you disease and suffering, but it rules longevity. Hence when Saturn is negative, does longevity get reduced? Yes, somebody has already answered this question in the thing I'm seeing. Who is S.A.? I don't know. Sri Kumar. Yes, Sri Kumar, you have very correctly written that Mars rules the Earth. That is right. So, in the seventh house, in the Earth plane, that is Bhur Loka, Mars is the planet. All right? In the next plane, Bhuva Loka, it is Shukra. Okay, that is the Indriya Loka. Okay, Indriya Loka is where the gods are and they are enjoying themselves. Then the Swaha Loka. So between Bhur, Bhuva and Swaha, we have Mars, Venus and Sun. So sometimes they say Sun is ruling the 8th house and Venus is actually in the 9th house where the Indra and the gods are. That is the Indriya Loka. And Sun is ruling the planets. Mars, Sun and Venus are ruling Bhur, Bhuva and Swaha. All right. Then we have Mahaloka, Janaloka and Tapaloka. Then Mahaloka, which is in the 10th house, that is ruled by Mercury. Then Janaloka, Jana means connecting to the entire world. I'm not going to get into too much detail over here because this is not exactly in your syllabus, but this is just giving you a little idea. Moon rules over there. Tapaloka, I told you 12th house because Tapaloka is where all the sannyasis and sadhus, more than that, the rishis are there who are doing a lot of tapasya. So that is ruled by Saturn. Okay, and then Satya Loka, that is ruled by Jupiter. Okay, are you clear on this? And why I did think about the somebody asked a question about chakra. I just saw it right in the end.
Chakra has been, the question is placed by Kathy. Kathy and Samrat.
By Samrat. Samrat has raised this question. We are always advised to meditate at Agya Chakra, and that is the seat of consciousness. Meditating at Agya Chakra is followed by automatic disconnection of the consciousness of the all lower chakra. In this process, all automatically gets raised from lower chakras. In contrary thinking, concentrating on any of the lower chakras will yes, this is a very important question. Samrat, is he here in the session? Is Samrat here? You know, I am talking to all of you from the iPad, so I don't know whether Samrat is here or not. So let me answer this question for Samrat, and this actually goes to all of you, and I would like you all to give special attention. In any parampara, they tell us, you know, they divide the chakras into lower chakras and into the upper chakras. All right. So basically, from the anahata, which is the heart chakra, from the anahata upwards, anahata, vishuddhi, agya, and sahasrara, these four chakras are very important. And this is where we are supposed to focus all our sadhanas and all our mantras when we are learning. Anahata is where your Ishta Devata is. So basically, when you're worshipping the Ishta, when you're worshipping your Aradhya Devata, that God and that Ishta, you must worship the God in your Anahata, that is your heart chakra. Vishuddhi is very important because that is Vacha, that is from where you are speaking. And you know that Vacha is very important because the first notion of the created world was Om. And through Om we are speaking. Through Om, the syllables were created. And through that, actually the whole entire universe was created. So Vacha is very important. That is there in your Vishuddhi. Agya Chakra is your Jnana Chakshu. That is where Jnana is there. Now for all of you who are learning Jyotish, it is very important that you are told to do, if you recall, to do Shrom Dija Sadhana in your Agya Chakra. We want this Agya Chakra to be open, because especially as Jyotish is not only while learning, not only do we want the knowledge to open out over there, not only do we want Jnana to come in out over there, but we eventually, the real Jnana or the real Agya is of a much more deeper, much more deeper consciousness that we have. Alright, that is the real Agya or the real Drishti that you will have from the Agya Chakra is to see the Divine. But to have real knowledge, you must have the Agya Chakra open. Without the Agya Chakra open, no knowledge is going to enter into you. That is why we always say worship Agni, worship Narasimha on the Agya Chakra Vija. So the concentration should be from Anahata up to Sahasrara and down to Anahata, up to Sahasrara, down to Anahata, via Vishuddhi and Agya. Alright? Now, what happens the below? They always advise us not to do Muladhara Sadhana. Muladhara Sadhana can only be done when you have an expert guru and you have taken full initiation and you do this expert sadhana through the guru. Because if you take it from the Muladhara right up to the Sahasrara, you have to bring it down. And normally, a lot of the gurus are teaching, they are not teaching you how to bring it down. You have to know how to bring the energy down. And also, without being very spiritual and without having proper initiation, Muladhara, Swadhisthana, Manipura, if these planes or if these chakras are actually, if they are vitiated, if I may use the word, then your entire chakra alignment will go for a six, because this is the realm of the sexuality and you don't play around with that. It can cause serious damage to your being. That is why they say for everybody it is safer to do from Anahata up to the Sahasrara. Is this very clear to all of you? This is something in our parampara that we are taught to study all the time. Okay. Padmanabha. Is he also here, Padmanabha Adiga? I can't make out who's here and who's not here. Anyway, doesn't matter. Can you all hear me properly? Dipen, can you all hear me properly?
I can, Didi. I can hear you, but I can't vouch for others.
Okay, everybody can. So, okay, let me go to the next question. Okay, if you want me to come down from the top, I just picked up what I thought were important questions. Have you all tried to answer the questions that Guruji has given? Why do we have 11 Rudras and not 12? Has anybody tried to answer this?
Yes, yes, yes. I will just point out the email to you.
Yeah. And you can just read it out to me. One more question on locals is there. I knew I saw another question, and this question was from Jan. Jan, I think, is out here. Jan, you're here, right? Justin. This question is not... Jan?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, you asked this question. So the one which I talked about, the locals, did that help you, Natalia's question?
Yes, but just the connection was not going on, so it was like broken, so I couldn't listen it properly.
Okay, so your question specifically was... that if Lagna or Ascendant is, for example, 15 degrees in Libra, so where exactly in Satya Loka? So, no, what you are asking is about the Bhava Lagna. All right. When we take the Lagna to be 15 degrees of Libra and then from 15 degrees Libra to 15 degrees Vrishchika, that becomes your Bhava Lagna. We are not taking the Bhava Lagna. We are taking the pure Lagna because this is a question concept that we are doing. So we are going to take Libra as a whole Lagna over there and treat it that as a Satya Loka. Okay?
Okay.
And so I basically said that from the seventh house, right from the, I'll say just quickly in two lines, I will not go through the whole thing again, that from the seventh house right to the first house, you have the seven Lokas, that is from Bhuluka to the Satya Loka. And from the first house back to the seventh house, you have the seven Talas or the Netherworlds. So these are the 14 worlds. The seven lokas are the upper worlds and the seven talas are the lower worlds. So you should read a little bit in Vishnu Purana, Bhagavad Purana about these lokas. And these are the 14 created worlds. Okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. There are a lot of the questions which are asked from Mantra Shastra and all, which is not a purview or part of this course. So we are not going to go into this. All right, Dipen?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. We are not going to do. We will only do that much that is necessary for you to know.
Didi, one small question.
Yes.
If I may. You see, we all, I think, might be having some problems basically to pronounce the word Shom. So can you just...
Yeah, show. It is show. And when it is with R, when it is with an R, it is shrom. That is shrom. That is K-S-R-A-U-M. Shrom. And this is show. Okay. So I'll answer a few of your questions. You said, when should the Shanti part be done? This is important for all of you to know. At the beginning or at the end of any sadhana? Yes. It should be done at the beginning and at the end of any sadhana. Actually, it is said that during, even when we do our daily puja, we must do a Shanti Path at the beginning or at the end. Even if you do a Shanti Path in the beginning, then in the end, you must at least say Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. You must say that. Okay? Like in many places, you see pujas ended with Om Shanti, 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 Hari, Om. So Shanti Path is for the beginning and for the end. That is for all of you. So that no bad energy goes out from your puja. All right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your question 2, 3. Yes, these are all, this is very deep Mantra Shastra questions. We are not going to ask.
Okay,
all of you
sure,
are asking.
Sure.
lot of Mantra Shastra question which we are not answering. Yes, of course, all devatas have multiple bijas. Okay, we can do, what we'll do is we'll do the bijas and words later. Yes, I want to answer Padmanabha Adiga's question. He has tried to answer Guruji's question, and the question that he has answered first is that the one question which Guruji had asked is that why do we have 11 Rudras and why not 12? And Padmanabha has answered, I don't know whether all of you read his question or not. He has said that the vitality is lost when the Rudras leave the body, and the Atma is said to be sitting in a chariot. So the Rudras seem to cut these 11 Gyanendriyas and Karmendriyas bonds of the Atma, therefore taking the number to 11. Basically what we have is the Rudra is like a glue. You know, you have the 12 houses in a horoscope, and these 12 houses in the horoscope are stuck to each other like a glue, and the Rudra is the glue. And amongst these 12 Rudras, one is responsible for taking us out from this body. There is one among the 12 who takes us out from the body where the glue is loose. Are you getting my point? Where the glue is not sticking too tight, that's where the Atma will leave the body and leave. So that glue, that Rudra, who where the glue is loose, is known as Maheshwara. Whereas the other are the 11 Rudras, the Ekadasha Rudras, who are responsible for holding this whole horoscope together, your Atma, Manas and body. Okay? So I think that answers Padmanabha's question, both 1 and 2. Okay, I'm now going to be answering Mukul Sinha's question. Mukul has asked a question that his question is regarding the Upachara. Okay, let me just see your questions a little bit. Many of you typed questions here, points here. Let me just quickly take a look. Who is PS at Pragya Surati? Mercury does not map into Muladhara. Muladhara Pragya is to do with the Mrityuloka or the earth, and Mars maps in over there. All right? Mars maps into the Muladhara chakra, not Mercury. Okay, there's a question from Nivedita here that why are the second and eighth houses called Marakas when only one is Maheshwara? Okay, Nivedita, are you here? Where is she?
Vaniji, I'm online.
Yeah, Nivedita, second and the eighth houses are not Marakas. The Maraka houses are second and seventh houses.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
The second and seventh houses are Marakas. But Maheshwara is not a Maraka. This is a philosophical concept that we have. Where the 12 Rudras, the Rudras are the glues which are holding. How is our Atma hanging on to the body? How is the Atma hanging on to the Manas and the body? And to the Indriyas? That was Mukul's questions also. How is the sticking and hanging on happening? This is done by the 11 Rudras. This is how the 11 Rudras are sticking all the 12 houses together with each other. And among the 12 houses, one of the houses are loose. Where the glue is loose. This is different for all of us.
Okay.
This is different for all of us. All of us have different Maheshwaras. That planet is Maheshwara who will take us out. So, again, this is Vaz Jaimini concept where you learn about Rudra and Maheshwara. You're not going to learn so much of detail over here. So, that is why you have 11 Rudras because the 12th one is one who takes you out. That is not mapped to the houses. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, here again, Lana has asked this question all over again. Lana, I don't see her here now. She's asked this question again, why do we have 11 rudras and not 12? But she's repeated Guruji's questions, I think.
Yes.
Okay, I got all your questions over here. Are you all clear about the Rudra and Maheshwara? This is a basic concept which are being introduced to you. And the deeper ones you will study when you grow further. Now, this is another question which is given by Mukul. And I think this question is important. Hence, I will address it to all of you. He has asked a question that from the foundation lectures, that when we are talking about the 3rd, 6th, 10th and 11th houses, these are the Upachaya houses as well, which are known as the houses of growth. He's also asked the question, why do these houses become houses of obstruction? For movable signs, 11th house is obstructing house. This is also one of the Upachayas. Now, the lord of the 11th houses will work as Badraka or as Upachaya. How planets will behave when placed in the house? Now see, this is a question, Dipen, right when you people joined the course in January, somebody asked this question and I think it was Mukul, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it was Mukul.
So is Mukul here? Do you know whether he's here on this talk?
I think it was not possible for him to join this webinar.
Okay.
Because it's 12:30 or 1. AM over there, so you could not join.
Okay, so I hope it is recorded, because I wanted to answer this question when we had written this and I never got around to it, so I will answer it and then y'all can ask him to listen to it. He had asked this question, how do houses operate simultaneously as two different things? It's not really two different things. A house has multiple significations. Okay, for example, let's take the 7th house, okay? All of you know that the 7th house is to do with marriage. It is to do with relationships, all right? It is to do with business. It is also a Maraka house. Just now somebody was asking whether it was a Maraka. It is a Maraka house, okay? It is a house of Dwara. We interact with the with the world. You can ask the same question, that if it is a principal Maraka house of the horoscope and it is a principal house for marriage and relationship, how are the two connected with each other? The two are very opposite things. So, each house has multiple significations. Alright, one house doesn't only depict only one thing. The 3rd house is the house of Parakrama, is the house of conflicts, is the house of battles. It is also the house of brothers and siblings. It is also the house of Guru Upadesha. It is also the house of skills of the hand. So, each house has multiple significations. Alright, as you progress in Jyotish, you will know when to use what for what. So, 11th house is definitely, we can say the 11th house is the house of friends. Alright, 11th house is the house of income. 11th house is the house of elder brother. 11th house is the house of growth. 11th house is also the house of obstacle for Charalagnas, as he has put it. Which means for Charalagnas, whenever addressing all significations for the 11th house, it will be a little bit of a challenge for them. They will have to overcome those issues. Okay? Is that clear? Okay. Somebody asked, I don't know who, Jan had asked a question about the Navagraha Gayatris. And yes, Jan, the Navagraha Gayatris are to be taken from, it is his question, I think. It has to be taken from the Rig Veda. When it is a Rig Mantra, we don't usually calculate Ari Mantra and all that. All right. Rig Mantras are very pure. Anybody can chant the Rig Vedas. So from the Rig Veda, you will take the Navagraha Gayatri, Nakshatra Gayatri. Everybody is to be taken from the Rig Veda. All right? You will just have to search for it. I hope Jan heard this. The other question he asked me was, Om Apo Jyoti Rasamritam, whether it should be recited during exhalation. Jan, that should be recited during exhalation. There is a question regarding the Dreshkana, why is that the first Dreshkana mapped into the sign itself, and the second Dreshkana mapped into the fifth summit, and the third Dreshkana mapped into the ninth summit. See, you will see, Glenn, that all different vargas are counted in a certain different way. Like Dreshkana is counted in this way. Similarly, Navamsha, Chatushamsha, everything is counted in different ways. There is a philosophy behind the counting of each of the vargachas. You will learn the details about it in the second year, which is entirely on vargas. All right? Let me see if somebody has written questions. Okay, there is a question here regarding the spirit and the soul. All right. Now, this is a very important question, which I think should be, again, I think it is Natalia or Senia who has asked this question.
Yeah, it has been placed by Senia, the spirit and the soul.
Yeah, this question is an important question which can't be written, so I should say. It is written that the spirit and the soul, that is the Paramatma mostly, Jivatma has been pictured to my mind like that. Infinite amount of water molecules rising from the infinite ocean, thinking that they are something independent and other than the ocean itself. What is the difference between the Paramatma and the Jivatma? Okay. This is a very important question. And I think I'll try to speak a little bit about on it as much as possible. But I don't think that this question can be answered finitely, because you can go on deeper and deeper into it. So basically, in our Vedic philosophy, we believe that there is a supreme soul, whom we call the Sarvatma, and that is represented by the sun in our horoscopes. And this supreme soul was present in a non-created, non-manifested form, even before the gunas and before the tattvas. And then the gunas, then once the supreme soul decided to create, the gunas came into being, then the tattvas came into being, then the sound, the first sound that was created was Om, and from Om everything was created, including the 14 bhuvanas that you talked about, the nakshatras, the planets, and all the details down to us. We are the Jivatmas. We and every animal beings who are there on this planet, we are all Jivatmas. We are part of that Paramatma. Paramatma is the supreme soul, and Jivatma, that is the individual soul, are nothing but a sparks of that Paramatma. So we are living here as a reflection, as a spark, as in a symbiotic unity with that Paramatma. Are you getting the point? Are you getting the point? There is an issue of the Dvaita and the Advaita here. The Supreme Soul is there present, and at the same time, all the individual souls are also present. And the Supreme Soul, we have forgotten that we are a spark of the Supreme Soul. We are individual souls who have got completely caught up in our mundane world over here, what is known as the Bhavasagara. We are caught up in this world, and this mundane world is explained through our horoscope. And we have forgotten that we are a part of that Paramatma. As you study in more advanced levels of Parashara, in your third year, I think, third or fourth year, you will learn about the concept of Atma Karika. There you will learn a lot about this Paramatma Jeevatma concept. Alright? where the Supreme Soul is existing, and you can know that the Supreme Soul is represented by Surya, and we are all individual souls. We are here and we've forgotten about the Supreme Soul. So our spiritual quest in life is to realize that Supreme Soul whom we have forgotten about. Alright, so the difference is huge, Senya. The difference between the Supreme Soul and the individual soul is huge. We are just a spark of that. There is a concept given in the Prashna Upanishad where they say they are actually two birds, and if we go inside our souls very deeply, then as two birds, as our individual soul can have a conversation with the Supreme Soul, they are two birds sitting on a branch in our Anahata Chakra. Is that clear? Is that clear? Repeat.
Yes, to me, to a certain extent, I definitely have to go through it deeper, because otherwise the concepts are slightly difficult to grasp as of now.
Yes. What we'll do is we'll speak more, and if we can manage to speak like for half an hour on every Sunday, then it'll be good. We can discuss a little bit every day.
Yes, yes.
All right. So I'm closing this now. You can again, if anybody has more questions on this, they can send in the questions. Send it to the list. I will change my email ID, which is registered with the Yahoo group. That's the reason why I didn't get all the questions. Okay. So I answered some of the main ones here. What we'll do is I will change the thing so that I will get your questions. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.